To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of July, 2022. Got your highlights of the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, if you relied heavily on Dell Mobile Connect, got some bad news for you today. Because Dell is, we're getting out of that phone syncing business now. That's right, effective January 31st of next year, so you've got some time still, Dell Mobile Connect will be officially shutting down. Dell actually announced this on their support page and stated it will be actually stopping downloads on November 30th. This will be for users in the US, Canada, and Japan. Those of you unfamiliar with Mobile Connect, well, it kind of does what it says on the tin. It's a program that syncs your phone's text, calls, and notifications to your computer. Mobile Connect actually made its debut back in 2018, and although it was compatible with both iPhone and Android devices, it was actually more tailored for Android. It actually offered more features for that platform right out of the gate. It's been officially 10 years of the Google Play Store. Yay, happy birthday. And Google is celebrating with a new logo. However, though, there is a little bit of good news for some Play customers. There's actually a promotion starting today that will offer 10 times the usual Play Point rewards. Aww. It's hard to believe it's actually been 10 years. Yep, 2012 is when it officially launched. Known then as the Android Market. Although it hasn't been all fun and games for the Play Store over the last 10 years, no pun intended, it's had its share of controversy. But at least the Play Protect anti-malware system and data safety listings have actually made the store more trustworthy than it was in its early days. Staying with Google and your Chromebook, looks like an LTE or 5G hotspot for your device could be in your future. At least that's what it looks like developers are working on. Of course, your Chromebook will have to support mobile connectivity, but according to the folks over at 9to5 Google, there's been some upcoming changes in the code. And by all accounts, it's describing in a way for Chromebook to actually share its cellular internet connection. So when it's rolled out, or if it's ever rolled out, you should be allowed to connect your phone, your tablet, your laptop to your Chromebook's mobile network. Now, actually, in the US, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, they actually have a line of Chromebooks already that you can purchase through them, giving you a mobile network right away. So it would make the logical sense to have a hotspot on board too. Though obviously it will depend on your carrier just how much that hotspot they're going to give you. It will also make Chromebooks be able to compete a little bit better too alongside Windows machines. As I'm sure most of you are aware, Windows 10 and even 11 devices could actually share their internet connection already. And finally, get ready to be tuned down. Yeah, I'm talking about Meta's social app for couples. And that didn't take long either. It was actually a little over 2 years ago that it actually launched. Now, those of you that don't remember, which is probably a lot of you because it doesn't seem that it actually took off, Tune was a project under Meta's new product experimentation. And Tune actually allowed users to exchange notes, photos, videos, voice messages, notes, lists, and even music via Spotify integration. And it was just made for those people in love out there. But apparently, Tuned was just not tuned in enough, as it could actually never compete with more established social couple media apps out there, with the likes of Between and even Couply. Now, for you couples that are still tuned, you have a little while longer to enjoy the platform. By all accounts, it looks like the service will be shutting down on September 19th, though we are hearing the app might cease to work even before that date. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you love the new show, we need your support so we can keep this thing going. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Your generosity goes a long, long way in keeping us on the air. Also, check us out Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting british.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.